What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Zach and Pat Show. I'm Zach.
I'm Pat.
This is the show about manhood, fatherhood, entrepreneurship, and the mentality it takes to be successful with those things. And we'll probably sprinkle in some helpful real estate advice, too, because that's what Pat and I do. You know, guys, life can be tough. You can go through some things and struggle at times, but this is the show to let you know that you're not alone. So if you're someone out there going through any of these things, this is the show for you. Shout out to our friends at NeuroGum for keeping us energized and focused. NeuroGum is a chewing gum as well as mints. Got caffeine, L-theanine, and vitamins B6 and 12. This helps with memory and focus. It will, I really like to chew it all the time. Whenever I'm driving around showing houses, making phone calls to my clients, before a big meeting, before a workout, really just any time I feel like I need a little bit of a mental boost, I'll pop a piece of NeuroGum and it kind of gets me to where I need to be. Now, it's only about 40 milligrams of caffeine per piece, so it's not going to get you super jacked up. It's about half a cup of coffee. So, don't worry about getting super jittery or wired. It's great. So get out there and try some NeuroGum.
Shout out to Gabe over at Captain Beard Co. They make some incredible products for your beard. They got beard butter, balms, and oils. They also have shampoo, conditioner, body wash. And the great thing is it's all made with all natural ingredients. I mean, I use it and, there's times where I don't even have to put cologne on because it smells so damn good. They also have these amazing smelling candles. So check them out. And when you go to checkout, use the promo code Zach and Pat and get 10% off your purchase.
And lastly, thank you to our friends at Hand Wraps Rolling Papers. They are a premium rolling paper. They've got hemp and rice papers, and they are in, I believe, 16 local dispensaries here in St. Louis. They're based out of St. Louis here, where cannabis is recreationally legal. So if it's something that's legal in your state and you are a cannabis user and you're looking for some high-quality rolling papers to consume your product, get out there and check out Hand Wraps.
Speaking of, someone just gave me a bottle, a thing of some flour.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I haven't touched it yet. My apartment smells just like it.
Dude, I know. That's like the thing. It's like, yeah. I mean, I guess you gotta keep it in something that's pretty like airtight.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I thought this thing was airtight, but man. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, there's potent. Some things like, I mean, you open that cabinet over there, yeah. I'll hit you in the face.
Well, you can have it. I'm not a big, I like edibles. I'm not a big flour person.
Yeah, so I like it.
It gets me too high.
Yeah. It's kind of the point.
Yeah, right. But,
yeah, I like to, I mean, I'm a nighttime, at the end of the day when everything's kind of all done, kids are asleep, I've got all my work done. I'll step outside, spark a joint, hit it a couple times, I don't like sit there and rip an entire joint to myself. There's no way I step outside, hit it. Three, four times. It's my little opportunity to kind of go sit in the back deck and just kind of be by myself for a few minutes and, come back inside, throw something on the TV, hang out with Gina, it's just kind of my way to wind down. It's definitely my preferred vice. Like as the years have gone on, I used to be a way bigger like drinker and, used to drink a lot more than I do now. Like I rarely, I have the occasional drink. I mean, we had a drink last episode, which was fun, but like, it's not something I couldn't tell you the last time really that I've, been like drunk.
Yeah.
That I've had like that. I felt that like, oh, I don't feel like I'm in control right now. I hate that feeling. And weed never makes me feel like that. I never feel like I'm out of control with weed. It's something that I'm always able to stay pretty centered. Like I'll do it in roll jujitsu. Like yeah. I love that. Like it's a pretty common thing in like the jujitsu community. And, it's a lot of people have talked about that. I mean, they have those high roller competitions where guys literally smoke really? before they compete. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, it's a pretty common thing and, it kind of helps with creativity. Like I like it better when if I'm going to a class and I'm learning something new, for instance, like that would not be the time where I want to, get high before, but on times where I'm just going in and it's just like an open mat or like a just roll where I can just kind of fuck around and, maybe I'll try something that I wouldn't normally try or yeah. I'll see something that I wouldn't normally see from this position. Like, oh, wait, I think I can grab a Kimura right here. Oh, sick. Okay, now I'm in a Kimura. I know I can take his back. And, it's like kind of, you just kind of like flow a little bit more. You kind of get into that. It helps me get into that like flow state in training. I mean, it's not every time, but a lot of times, and that's why I do like it. And honestly, like once you kind of just like forget your high when you got another man trying to strangle you.
Yeah. See, I don't, that's the thing is the last few times I smoked, it's not like I took big hits or anything, but I was just done.
Dude,
I was like, I just,
everybody's different. I just fucking
felt like my feet were in cement blocks and I was just stuck to the concrete. And I was sitting in my neighbor's front in his driveway and I felt like my feet just were
connected to the concrete.
Like I couldn't get up. So I don't know how that would work if I tried to roll. I'd probably just fall on my back and start laughing.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, that's the thing is everybody reacts to everything so differently. I mean, you know, people act, you know, there's people that I know that, you know, they have one or two drinks and like they all of a sudden, like, you know, they're like, they get like the shark eyes and they're just like, where'd he go? Right. You know, he changed. Like, I can think of like three or four guys that I went to college with that, like, they just like, they were kind of different people when they drank and when they didn't drink. And like, that's one thing I think with marijuana that, that I've been told by my friends that, you know, like, I don't seem to, like, they have a hard time telling when I could show up somewhere and I might have smoked on the way there or something.
Right.
And like, they didn't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, cause I don't think it changes. Like, I don't get, it just doesn't like change me.
Yeah, you're not slurring your words or stumbling.
No, or like acting super silly or goofy or, cause I don't like to feel like that. And that's another thing is like, I rarely, I'm not gonna say I never like smoke and get like stupid.
Yeah.
Cause I will sometimes with friends and depends on what we're doing and set and setting. But like, I don't like that. I like a couple hits and it'll get me kind of like, it get me thinking a little differently, get me feeling a little lighter, a little looser, a little, you know, there is that like paranoia to it that I kind of enjoy too. Like it'll make me feel more like introspective. And like, I think more about things than I would normally. And like, I will like ruminate on some things like maybe I shouldn't have said that. And then kind of get paranoid and like, but then like whenever the high wears off, you're like, it just makes you look at yourself a little bit differently.
Right.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah. That's why I say I'm a connoisseur of bourbon. And that's why I like it is because you can't drink it fast.
Yeah.
Like there's no drinking fast. Like, especially when you're drinking it, like you're going to burn the shit out of your throat. Like you just sit back and you sip it and you know, it might take me, you know, 45 minutes to drink a drink.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get drunk off of doing one drink an hour.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, you can sit back and have, and get some really good tasting bourbon and only have two, maybe three in a night. And you're not really going to feel drunk, or at least I don't.
And
I mean,
what I like about bourbon and just whiskey in general, it just kind of feels like a sophisticated drink.
Yeah.
You know, like you kind of feel like I don't know.
Yeah. That and scotch. Scotch is just another.
Yeah, I've got a nicer bottle of scotch over there.
A blue label.
That's a nice one, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that I'm pretty sure one of my buddies got me that like when Gina got engaged. So like I've had that for 6 years and you can tell how much of it I've drank. It's like, I think I've maybe poured like three or four drinks out of it.
That's a good bottle.
It's a really good bottle. Okay, good to know. Thanks, Shane.
It's a couple $100 bottle of scotch.
Sick.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's one of the more pricier ones.
I could not give you a price tag on anything over there. I have no idea. I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anything's. I think that's probably the most expensive thing over there, right?
Oh, for sure. Makers or that Woodford's probably like a $50 bottle.
Yeah.
Makers is like $35. Mm-hmm. So Makers are good, just like everyday sipper.
Yeah, and I just think I always thought the red like wax on it just like looks cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. So. Today we were going to do one of our Q&A episodes. So we have,
this is always fun.
About once a month, Pat and I put a question boxes on our Instagrams and we have people that, friends of ours, listeners of the show, they usually throw in good questions for us. And, you know, we only need a couple to make a good episode, I think. So
what goals do you have for the show moving forward? Best case scenarios. And what are some goals you guys have for 2025, work or personal, et cetera. So those two are like one and the same. So.
Yeah. Goals that I have, really, I would just love to grow the show. Like I would love to get to the, you know, like I had this very lofty goal of like, year in, I want to have 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. If you can tell, I don't know when you're watching this, you could be watching this a couple years from now and you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But, as of right now, I think we're at like 160 ish subscribers, which is, you know, it's not nothing. It's a ton of growth from where we started, but, I would love to keep growing the show. I would love to, you know, and just keep having interesting conversations with great guests like we've had. And just like, I feel like you and I are learning and growing as people from this. And like, I think that's been the biggest growth that I've seen personally. Like, yeah, maybe the show isn't huge or anything by now, but I would just love to keep growing it, growing our audience, you know, kind of getting our voices out there, you know, maybe getting some more high profile guests down the line, you know, people that have, you know, larger followings, can maybe get our word out to a little bit more people. You know, to keep growing our show, I would love to get to the point where, you know, we were actually like monetized on YouTube. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, that's not, like I'm saying, like if that never happened, it wouldn't stop us from doing it, but like, that would be a cool piece of it. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say I don't want to make money from this, because I would. I mean, I'll do it. I mean, right now we're not making money and I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. But if we were making money from it, that would be even better. Yeah, those are just some goals that I have. Just grow the show, keep, you know, having interesting, great conversations with people, eventually get to the point where, you know, it's making money instead of costing us money. And yeah, that's all I really want for it.
Yeah, same. I mean, you know, I look forward to this every week, every Wednesday. It's my favorite day of the week, just because we get to sit here and talk and sit down with some very interesting people. You know, Arion,
that was a fun
conversation, but he asked a good question in terms of like, do you think everybody's interesting? And then we're both like, yeah, he's like, well, let's rephrase it. Do you think everybody has a interesting story to tell? And I think absolutely so. You know, it may not be something that is, you know, 100% interesting to us, but it's interesting to somebody. And I think everybody has a story to tell. And I think it's great that we're bringing these people on and allowing them. I mean, shit, I think he probably talked for like 30 minutes straight without us saying a word. And we've had a few episodes that are just like that, because we're just letting people go. I feel like people want to be able to tell their story, and it's cool to have a platform that allows people to do that. And I just think the more and more people that we have, and the more and more, you know, and the more that we grow, it just allows us to get other people on, and it just allows us to continue to get more people on here. And I just enjoy it. Like, whether we become monetized or not, like, I'm still going to do this. Like, this is great. Like,
absolutely.
You know, it's fun. I mean, obviously there's other, you know, benefits to it. Like, I haven't made any money on the show, but I've made money from the show because of business, you know,
and
you know, building a brand and things like that. So, and people get to see a side of us that they might not normally see. Like, you can't fake who we are for this many episodes. And, you know, it's nice to be able to have these conversations and bring a positive spin to the things that we want to talk about and the things that we do talk about. So I just want to continue to do that. Like, it's, they say this doesn't really feel like work. It literally just feels like we're sitting down having conversations with people. And shit, it's like shit that we do every day already. We're just putting it from cameras and a mic in front of us.
Yeah.
And we're spotlighting awesome people. Yeah. So as long as, you know, just continue to do that. Obviously, yeah, grow the following will continue to grow. I mean, it was cool seeing like Chris Williams at Williamson posted, I think it was a few days ago, or I don't know, maybe I was just scrolling through his stuff, but he posted a video back of like when they just got started, and it was like those just old grainy camera videos or whatever.
And it was like they had like one mic just sitting in the center of the table or whatever.
And he's like, yeah, we would get like 7 views, and here we are, you know, 6-7 years later.
3 million subscribers.
Right. I mean, and I know that this is a slow path, and I know that, and I think our backgrounds in the sports that we play allow for us to realize like this is a process. This isn't something that's just going to happen overnight. I think that's what is going to allow us to continue to grow and do this the way we want to do it, and grow in a way that's, you know, we're not paying for followers or shit like that. Like, it's going to grow naturally. So yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest ones. For work and business, like, obviously continue to build my business, and continue to add new referral partners and partner with new people and come up with new ways to help as many people realize the American dream of home ownership. You know, that's my biggest thing. Personally, like, just continue to strengthen my relationship with my boys and getting them into sports and coaching them and being with them and being present with them as much as possible. Again, continuing to build the relationship and the relationship that I have with my ex-wife and her partner, and making that as strong as possible, so our boys are happy. You know, and then continuing to get in the gym and continue to work out and getting back into jiu-jitsu once hockey's over. And I know that I'm not looking to get into jiu-jitsu to enter competitions. I'm getting into it because I enjoy it, but I also enjoy playing hockey. So it's going to be, you know, that's what I do in my off season. So when I'm not playing hockey, we're going to supplement hockey the 2 nights a week that I play hockey with jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue to do that. And then coaching, you know, we'll see what happens. I've got this team this year, and then, you know, we'll see what happens once, you know, at the end of this season, what direction this team heads, because some of them are going to be going off to college. Some of them are going to be seniors, and what, you know, how they want to attack the following summer as seniors, whether, you know, if they're going off to play, if they just want to stay local and play in local tournaments or what, how that team's going to work. So yeah, just continuing to do that for the next year, but ultimately just continuing to grow as a person, continue to, you know, work on myself and get to that point where, you know, it's, you know, just continue to be happy. So
yeah, I love it. One thing, not to ruminate on Arian's episode, but he talked about something toward the beginning that it's actually something that I've been thinking about over like the last 2 days. He spoke of, it's like there's four moments in my life where things, you know, my life could have gone a couple different directions. And if I wouldn't have made the decisions I make, I don't know where I'd be right now. And 2 nights ago, I watched this movie called The Butterfly Effect. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
I'd never seen it before. And it just got me thinking. It was such a good movie. I can't believe I'd never seen it. But kind of the premise of the movie.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. It's premise of the movie for those of you that haven't seen it. It's Ashton Kutcher. He has these blackouts like throughout his whole life. And like where he's, you know, in his childhood, he can't, like all of a sudden he'll black out and he can't remember what happened. And then he wakes up, you know, when he comes to. He's like something fucked up had happened. So like he had like blocked out these fucked up memories, but he kept a very detailed journal like his whole life. And he had like a pretty crazy childhood. Like his dad was in like a mental institution. Cause apparently it sounds like his dad had a very similar thing that he had. And he got, you know, molested. His friend, one of his friends, like, you know, killed his dog. And like they got into, cause he had a crush on that same kid's sister. And like blew up a mailbox and killed a woman and her baby. Like there was a lot of fucked up things that happened. And then like when Ashton's in college, he like realizes when he starts reading these journals, he can like go back in time essentially and like change the moment. And it got me thinking, I was like, what are my butterfly effect moments? And it was funny that Arian was talking about it, but I think that'd be kind of a fun thing for us to go back on with you and I like down the line. Like, cause I was like, thinking, I was like, man, I want to sit down one night and just really write out, because I have like two or three times that come to mind, but I bet if I could think of a couple more if I really sat down and thought about it, about times that like in my life where like I was kind of at a fork in the road where if I would have made a decision, like a certain decision, I think I would, my life would look very, very differently than it does today. And I mean, obviously there's no way to like kind of go back and change the past and see what would have happened, but like, you know, there's, you believe in like alternate timelines and stuff, which I don't know necessarily if I do or not, but like, you know, I mean, who knows? There could be another alternate timeline out there where I made the other decision and like my life today looks very different, you know, than it does today. But it was just something he said and it got me really thinking about it. So I was like, it might be just something fun for us to do, you know, on one of these duets down the line.
No, I don't know. Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. But anyway, we can get back to our next question. I'll go since you went last time. How about, Instagram's down. That's great. Good. I can still pull them up. Best Christmas gift you got as a kid.
Ooh. I think on this one.
I can go. I actually called my mom. I was like, hey mom, I think I have a couple that I remember, but I want you to like, tell me, was there one that you thought I was more excited about than the rest? And, her first thought was in eighth grade when they got me a cell phone that I broke 2 days later. but yeah, my parents got me my very first like flip phone and it had a little tiny camera on it. And my parents like took like a selfie video and made that their background, made that the background on the camera. And, but now that was like my first cell phone that I got when I was, you know, when I was in eighth grade. So, you know, right before freshman year, I guess, you know, that Christmas break of eighth grade, that was probably the one that she thought she remembered me being the most excited for. But I was like, I mean, I know that, like, and then she was like, well, then every gaming console you ever got, you know, the N64 was big, you know, when you got the Xbox 360, that was big. So I guess either the cell phone or one of the gaming consoles. So those would probably be my favorite Christmas gifts, I guess, I've ever gotten. What about you?
You know, honestly, I can't even what I got last year for Christmas.
So it's,
I can't, like, the only thing that I can, that really stands out in my mind, but that's the thing, is like we got it, we played it for a little bit and then it just kind of sat there. We got this big bubble hockey game. Yeah, like the ones you see.
Yeah,
so we had one of those that was fun, and we would play that. We played it a a lot right off the bat, but that, and then, I mean, I think I was probably still in elementary school, maybe middle school when we got that. But honestly, like now, I can't really remember. I mean, I guess you could call Oliver a Christmas present, cause he was born December 13th. So birthday's coming up. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the biggest thing. I know that a lot of like we would do experiences. So I don't like, I just remember like a lot of our stuff, and you know what? I do remember this one, and this was something that I really enjoyed. I don't remember what actual board game it was, but it was a board game. And, but what made it so significant was, cause like Christmas break was like our only time to really go on vacations because of sports, but we would go to Colorado and go skiing. And I remember that though, like those were, you know, if you want to count that as a Christmas present, but like anytime we took those trips to Colorado to go skiing, you know, I remember getting this board game and we played that board game in the apartment that we stayed in, and me, you know, in the car ride all the way to Colorado. I mean, would drive there, fucking terrible, boring drive to Colorado,
all the way out
state 70. Of Kansas. Oh God. but yeah, so I mean, that would probably be one of them, but it, like I said, it's probably more like experiences. Cause I feel like we're doing something for Christmas, like going, like we had always been going somewhere. So, oh, you know what? But it has to do with both kids, because the first Christmas Melissa and I spent together was the Christmas that we found out she was pregnant with Connor.
Oh, so both your kids are Christmas presents.
Yeah, both my kids were Christmas presents. So, yeah, so finding out that Melissa was pregnant with Connor on Christmas, and then...
on Christmas is when you found out?
Yeah.
Like on Christmas Day?
Like on Christmas Day. Yeah, because, yes, and again, it was 3 months in, but definitely wasn't planning on it. We took a trip to San Diego to see my grandma, and we were staying at on Coronado Island, and we were going out there to spend Christmas with my mom's side. And we get out there, and you know, my brother and I, when we're together, it's not fun. Like we're, you know, we butt heads, and it's just not a very good relationship. And so we were just having our typical Pat Brian arguments the whole time, and Melissa's there, and she's being kind of quiet. Also kind of irritated. I thought she was going to break up with me. Like I thought like things were going so bad on this trip, being with my family and my brother and being around. Like I was like, oh shit, this is what ends the relationship. This is what ends the relationship.
She saw the real family. She saw the, you know, she saw the future family. Yeah, she's together, like, oh, and she's like, oh, fuck this.
And so, yeah. So like, so finally we come back to Temecula from San Diego, which is about an hour northeast inland. And we're staying at my aunt's house. And I'm just like, hey, like on Christmas Day, we exchanged gifts and all this, and we're talking. And I'm just like, hey, is everything all right? She's just like, I was like, are you breaking up with me? Like, are we trying? Like, and she's like, no, I'm not trying to break up with you and all this. But she's like, can we go to like CVS or Walgreens? And I'm like, she was like, I think I might be pregnant. And I was like, what? I was like, she's like, yeah. She's like, you know, she's like, I think I might be pregnant. I was like, okay. So we go to CVS and we sneak out of the house. We're like, hey, we're going to go get ice cream. Yeah. Guys, it's Christmas night at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. No one's open. we're going to go to CVS and get some ice cream.
Yeah.
So go to CVS, get ice cream.
Go get a gallon of Ben and Jerry's.
Go get, grab ice cream and some pregnancy tests. Come back. She takes pregnancy test. That was the longest 2 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Yeah.
And comes back out and sure as shit, yeah, read that she was pregnant and a lot of emotions. And I was super excited. Like, you know, wanting to have kids, obviously it wasn't how I thought it was going to go. But like, I wouldn't have asked for it any other way, because you can sit there and plan and all that stuff. But like the fact that it happened the way it did was awesome. And she was worried. She was scared. And we just had a really good night together. Just like the two of us talking about this, talking through it, how this was going to work. And it was just a great night. Like that was probably one of the best Christmases that I've had, even though everything else during that trip was awful. And then, yeah, I mean, the next, And then that was Christmas of 2017. And then Christmas of 2019, Oliver's born. Yeah. You know, 12 days before Christmas. So, yeah, I mean, we've had two cool kid stories around Christmas, which would probably make those my best Christmas presents. So
it's great.
Let's see here. All right. And then here, how has business been lately?
I've been busy.
Same.
I've been picking up big time. I got a handful of listings on right now. Three or four pending. Got another listing about to bring on this coming week, which I'm really excited about. That'll be a good one here, not far from here. And Lindbergh, 4-bed, 3-bath, freshly remodeled. That'll be a real good one. And then I've got 2 in Kirkwood right now, and 1 pending in Webster. I got another one in Florissant, closing on Tuesday. I've got a lot going on. So business has definitely been picking up. I feel like I've got a lot kind of in the pipeline, you know, within the next coming months, which I'm excited about. So, I've been staying pretty busy, so I can't complain much about business.
Yeah, same. Which is surprising. My third quarter will be the best quarter I've had all year, which historically is not the case. But yeah, it's been pretty solid.
Third quarter or fourth quarter?
Fourth quarter. Sorry. Fourth quarter. Fourth quarter. This quarter has been the best quarter I've had all year.
Yeah, which is typically when things slow down. Yeah.
It's been good. I mean, contracts been coming in, pre-approvals, applications and pre-approvals have been up, and I think right now it's a little bit slow just heading into the holidays in terms of like people, like I still get people out hunting and looking at houses, but not as active as they were the last few weeks, which is fine. I think I've been averaging about 7 or 8 buyers a weekend out looking and shopping and wanting numbers worked up and things like that. So if I can obviously look to increase that even more in the new year. It's been good. I'm happy with where business is at right now. Obviously I always want more.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, business has been good. I mean, I think, since now that the election's over and things like that, things are starting to kind of settle down. We are seeing some improvement on interest rates, so see what happens.
Awesome. Our next one, top 3 things someone should know about starting a podcast.
Hire a producer.
Yeah.
Get Murph. Yeah.
Get you a Murph.
Because if it wasn't for Murph, we would not be doing this. We would not be sitting here today because there is so much shit
on
the back end that you don't even recognize. Like, Zach and I are lucky. We just get to sit here and talk and have a conversation. Yeah, there's some planning on what it is that we're going to talk about, our guests, getting that stuff scheduled. But ultimately, all we do is sit here and talk and come up with ideas on what it is we want to talk about when we're not on the show. Murph edits it, gets it all looking good, cuts up the reels, posts on all the platforms, and has the hard work. We really it's the 3 hours that we sit here and then maybe an hour outside of this where we're discussing
like scheduling a guest. Like, hey, I just heard, this guy, I think he'd be a good guest. Should I reach out to him, see if he'd come on, and stuff like that, which I don't see as that as like a difficult thing.
No, not at all.
That's an easy, because most people, at least that I've experienced so far, are excited to come on.
Yeah.
Like no one, there's not been any person I've asked that said no.
Right.
Exactly. So that would, hire him. He said top 3 things. So, I would say, I don't know if this is kind of a given just because, we've never not done video, but I think doing video. Videos, there's a lot of podcasts out there that are just audio only, which is great. I mean, cause that's how most people consume it. But, having the video for just all the other purposes, like, all the social media clips. And I mean, that's kind of, that's a big piece of it. That's how you kind of market these shows and brand, and kind of brand the show. Mm-hmm. Cause that's where most people see it They're going to see like the one minute clips that we throw on social media.
Right.
And that's where most people like see stuff. And then if they like that, they go and try to watch the full episode from there. It's kind of look at it as like a commercial or a trailer for the episode. That's kind of how I see it. So doing video, I would say, is one thing I definitely think that, if you're debating on doing, like, I think if you have the financial capability and you have ability to, if not edit it yourself, hire someone to edit it, then I definitely think that's something you should do just for all the other aspects. I think it's going to help the show grow more. The third one.
For me, it would be sit down and come up with a game plan on what it is that you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Like have a theme of the show.
Yeah. Like
and,
we did.
And stick to it. I mean, yeah, that would be, that, I mean, it's important to make sure that you have that. So you're not just doing random shit, you know, like we know that every week we're going to do two episodes. One's going to be a guest. Obviously every guest is different. But somewhat similar in terms of the fact most of them have been entrepreneurs. But at the same time, I mean, they all align with what it is that we're talking about. But that's our thing is we sat down and we like, what do we want to talk about? Manhood, fatherhood, entrepreneurship, the mentality it takes to be successful. All those things that we talk about at the beginning of the show, those are what we sat down with and came up with as a goal and a game plan. And I feel like we've done a really good job of sticking to that. And then the message that you're wanting about those topics, how you're wanting to portray them. We wanted to be in a positive light. We wanted to stay in a way that made these things, you know, talk about these topics that, you know, some may have a negative connotation, but no, like turn this into something positive. There's enough negativity out there in the world today that we wanted to be a resource and a show for people not to think that way, you know? And so I think that's big. And then this one's up there. And I mean, I probably just rattle on shit all day, but be yourself. Like, it's easy. Like, you're not gonna, it's gonna show real quick if you're not being yourself.
Can't fake this shit.
You can't fake it. Like, you're gonna be in front of a camera, you're gonna be talking about this, you're gonna be doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. You can't try and fake who you are because it's just not, it's gonna show. It's gonna come across and it's not gonna be authentic.
Yeah.
So.
Couldn't agree more, man. And then the other thing, I guess my third piece of it would be, you need to be consistent.
Oh, for sure.
That just like anything, if you want anything to be successful, if you want to get a consistent listener base and you want to really, you know, try to grow your show, then you need to be consistent. You know, like we kind of started out like we're doing two episodes a week from the get go. And we haven't deviated on that at all. I think the only time this year that we're not going to post episodes is, you know, we just kind of decided, you know, the week of Christmas, we're going to take that week off. And, you know, that'll be the only week of the whole year that we don't put two episodes out. Actually, I don't even think we've communicated that to Murph yet, but that's just something, you know, you're going to be out of town. I've got a lot of stuff to do with kids and the family and all the things. And so we just decided, you know, let's just take a week. You know, we can take a little break. It's not like we're, you know, we've got plenty.
Shit, man, it's a fucking year straight of doing this so far. I think next week is a year straight of recording.
Yeah, yeah, because it was like, yeah, we had three episodes come out before 2024. Yeah, we released three episodes in 2023. So yeah, I would just say you need to be consistent. You know, if you're gonna stick to one episode a week, then you better post one episode a week and stick to that, you know, religiously. Like I've been, that's one thing on this that you and I both are like, you know, we're not going to miss episodes. Like we're not going to fall off. Cause that's, I know how shit goes, man. It's a slippery slope. Once you start letting shit slide, then, you know, then from there on, it's like, oh, maybe two episodes is just so much. Maybe we should just do, you know, it's
right.
No, we're doing two. That's what we're doing. That's what we've been doing for a year. Yep. We're going to stick with that, you know, and eventually, you know, this is something we've, you know, talked about down the line. And, you know, I mean, like right now, I don't think is the time, but like eventually down the line, I'd love to even do more, but it's really a time thing for us, you know, cause I mean, you and I are both very busy. We both, you know, have our businesses and our families and all our extracurricular stuff that we do, like hockey, baseball and jujitsu and CrossFit and all the things that we do. And it's just like, we gotta keep, you know, it's just right now, as much as I'd love to do another episode a week, I just don't know. If we could fit it in, it would just be, it would be difficult. But you know, down the line, who knows, you know, 6 months, a year from now, if we have, you know, the time we feel like we can make it happen, then I would love to do that just because I do like look forward to doing this every single time.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, like I said, I think I could rattle off shit going on, but like, if you're going to do one, I think it's, I think it's easier when you have a partner that you're doing it with, you know, someone that you can give and take and do things with. And you're not just sitting here by yourself having that conversation and trying to come up with ideas on your own. You know, that's the great thing is, you know, Zach and I came up with a game plan on these episodes that we were going to do. And it's easier to do these when we have this give and take and we can have these conversations versus sitting here just trying to talk, basically talk to no one.
Yeah.
And so I think that's another thing too, that if you're going to do it, and I mean, if it's just going to be a straight interview based podcast, you know, like our previous guest, Arion, I mean, he does all, his is just all interviews with people, which is great.
His episodes are awesome.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable show. For us, like I said, we wanted to keep a variety. We wanted to have guests, but we also wanted to be able to talk among just the two of us. And so, you know, if that goes back into the direction of the show and how you want the show to be, but if you're thinking about it, and you know, I think it might be, that definitely might be easier to do it with another person.
Yeah. Cause it was like, when I texted you to want to do this, it was I was intimidated by myself, and I was like, I wanted to have someone that, you know, if I can't think of something to say, like, oh right. God, I don't want the fucking show to just fall off. I don't want to sound stupid. Like, you know, there's always times where, you know, I mean, but then there's other times where like you and I both want to say something, and it's like, all right, I gotta let him go now. You know, right. Like I've been talking way too much. It's his turn. You know, it's like, you gotta,
yeah, but I feel
gotta
like we
share
do,
it. You know, we, yeah, we don't do ever, a, we do yeah. a great job of that. I don't think we ever have that issue, but. No. Yeah, I could see it being a thing. But yeah, I mean, I look at podcasting as like, I look at it like playing catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to have someone that's going to play catch with you.
Right.
You know, and just have, you know, we've had guests before where you kind of ask them something and it's a very short answer.
You're right.
Like, okay. Well, okay.
So how do we build on that?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to come on. Like, let's dig some more out of there. You know, like you got to take the, you know, it's not exactly catch. It's like catch, hold the ball for a second,
right.
You know, and then throw it back. But, yeah, you just need to find someone to play catch with.
Yeah, well, no, that's a great analogy because, you know, you're going to come up with creative questions on your own. I'm going to have creative questions that are going to allow us to dive in deeper with some of these conversations that we have with people that might have been missed had you tried to take this on by yourself.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm glad I didn't.
I'm glad you asked, man. Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Yes, very much so. So
I think that's a good place for us to cut it off, so. Thank you guys for tuning into the show. If you haven't yet, please click that subscribe button for us. You know, as we mentioned, we're trying to grow the show. And one other nice thing, if you really want to go the extra mile for us, is tell a friend, tell someone that you think would enjoy the show. Even if you wanted to throw it out on your social media and say like, hey, you know, check out this episode. If there was something that you guys really liked, like that means the world to us, and
absolutely.
It doesn't cost you anything. You know, don't have to do that if you don't want to. But hit that like button for us. Comment what you guys thought below.